Welcome to the Holistic Wealth Podcast. I'm your host, Keisha Blair, wife, mother of three, author of Holistic Wealth, and founder of the Institute on Holistic Wealth. The show will showcase various experts in the key pillars of holistic wealth. Each week, we deliver the best information on how to become holistically wealthy and live your best life. Today, we have a very special solo episode of the podcast, and I'm excited for that. When I get to do solo episodes, I'm always excited just to be with you, to talk through a specific issue or topic in detail. So I'm happy for that. And just to state that this episode and all episodes of the Holistic Wealth Podcast are sponsored by the Institute on Holistic Wealth. Check out the website. It's www.instituteonholisticwealth.com. And on the website, you will find a wealth of resources that can help you on your goal, on your way to achieve holistic wealth. We have a range of courses available. There are courses on money trauma, which is so relevant to the topic we'll be discussing today in terms of recession-proofing our lives. There's the signature course, the Certified Holistic Wealth Consultant Program. And that's an amazing program with really good demand. Women are coming forward, men are coming forward to do that course because they realize the benefits of being able to help others in their community by becoming certified holistic wealth consultants. And there are other courses there. There's a short personal mission course and template that you can take to outline a personal mission for yourself. We have a sabbatical course going up shortly. And, you know, you can become a member of the Institute. You can become a member of the Institute to access and unlock benefits, free ebooks, free resources to help you on your way to design your own personal holistic wealth canvas. So check out the Institute on Holistic Wealth website. There's a ton of resources. You can become a member, you know, do courses, take the personal financial identity quiz, which is free and takes 2 minutes. So just to get into this topic today, which is such a timely topic on recession proofing our lives and how to prepare for a recession. And I've been doing a lot of interviews recently to talk about the economy and recession proofing our lives, the high inflationary period that we're living in as a result of different things like the war in Russia and Ukraine. There's so many things going on right now in the world that's causing this. And so it's great if we start thinking about how we can prepare for a recession now, how we can recession-proof our lives, and things that we need to do right now. So things that we need to do to plan and to be ready just in case it happens. So in my book, Holistic Wealth, the new and expanded version, which is now available everywhere for purchase, I spoke about a couple past recessions. And the reason why I got so deep into that, into this book, and it's amazing, when I did that and I was writing this book, I wasn't even thinking about the fact that we would have this situation, this type of climate. I wrote it with the context of COVID-19, and now here we are. Here we are. And so the book is really, really, really good at spelling out these events and what we need to do to plan, how we need to recession-proof our lives. It's an amazing, amazing tool for that. So my husband died at the height of the 2009 recession. He died at the height of that. And I spell that out in the book for people to realize that, hey, if I could weather a recession, becoming a widow at 31 with two young kids, you will be fine. You can do it too. So here's someone who's a trained economist who went through that type of life-altering setbacks at the height, right, of one of the worst economic recessions we've had globally. And I wrote about that in my book to help you guys to recession-proof, because we always need to be in that mode, right? So after 9/11, and these stats that I'm telling you about right now are from my book, The Holistic Wealth,
expanded and updated version, 36 life lessons to help you recover from disruption, find your life purpose, and achieve financial freedom. All of these stats, I want to just be known, all of these stats are quoted from my book. So if you listen to this podcast and quote from this podcast, please quote the book, please quote the podcast and quote the book. So after 9/11, the worst market crash since the Great Depression happened, and that was marked by U.S. stocks losing 50.2% of their value, or $7.4 trillion between March and October, right? Then we had COVID-19, right? And once again, we encountered one of the most dramatic stock market crashes in history. In March of 2021, in just 4 days, the Dow Jones plunged 6,400 points. Now, in my book, Holistic Wealth, I talk about the two largest economic crashes in history. And those were known as the lost decade. So that period between 2000 and 2009 was known as the lost decade. So we live in an era of disruption, everyone. We really do. One where we may be facing another lost decade. And that's quoted from my book as well. So when I say that, that's a quote from my book. And when I said that in the book, when I was writing that, I didn't even know that Russia would invade Ukraine. It was just based on the economic events of the day, right? So right now, we're in a situation where we have a recession looming. And as I said in my book, we may be facing another lost decade. The key takeaway here is that we need to be ready. We need to be ready. We need to think long term. We need to have low debt. And we need to think about mastering the art of recovery from disruption, which is the central thesis of my book, because right now we live in a disruptive world. So it's amazing when we look at the cost of living now and how much that has gone up, right? So we have the gas prices, we have soaring gas prices, we have Russia's war on the Ukraine, rising inflation, and that has led many experts, right, to predict that the United States, perhaps Canada as well, and perhaps many economies globally could slide into a recession as early as this summer. Now, some analysts predict this summer, some analysts predict by the end of 2022, and some analysts are predicting next year. So in terms of the timelines, there are differences in when they think the recession will start. But everyone is agreeing now that we're basically knocking at the door, essentially. And so it's always, always, always best to spend less, save more, and try to earn more during this period to recession, to weather the storm and to prepare for a recession. Now, what is a recession? Let's get into that definition. And it's amazing that when you start talking about topics like recession, you know, people start thinking, well, you know, like I'm not really an economist. What's a recession? So the definition of a recession is a downturn in the economy. On a broader scale, this means that businesses lose money. And when I say a downturn in the economy, it's normally characterized by two or more consecutive quarters of downturn. So two consecutive quarters of downturn. And I know that there are articles on the web where you'll see definitions for recession, but be careful which ones you quote, okay? Because it's normally characterized by a time frame. It has to have that as a part of the definition. So on a broader scale, though, this means that, you know, what happens during a recession? So businesses lose money, right? Industry produces less products for two quarters or 6 months in a row. So that's normally the definition, and that's tied up in the definition of a recession. And so what does a recession mean for everyday people? So recessions are typically marked by high unemployment rates, wages that do not go up, housing prices that are affected, a downturn in the stock market, and in other investments. So you heard me talk about what happened after 9/11. You heard me talk about during COVID, the March downturn that we had, where in just 4 days, the Dow Jones plunged 6,400 points. So that's the type of instability that can happen in a recession. So how do we plan for a recession? How do we really plan for that? How do we prepare our lives in anticipation of this? So even though it hasn't hit, and we're hearing that the timeline, the earliest timeline predicted is this summer, right now we're in the spring. Today is Easter Monday. How do we prepare starting today, starting on Easter Monday? What a day, right? What a day to start. But we have to start thinking about this. It's Easter Monday. Here we are talking about recessions on Easter Monday. So here is my advice. And a lot of this is grounded in my book, Holistic Wealth, the expanded and updated edition, where I got deeper into these issues in this expanded book. And based on my work at the Institute on Holistic Wealth, where I've been training certified holistic wealth consultants, right? So what we all need, and I've lobbied for this, everyone needs a holistic wealth portfolio with a financial plan. And when you read through the book, Holistic Wealth, and it says create that financial independence portfolio, well, that portfolio is one aspect of your holistic wealth portfolio. And there are people out there who will say, oh, just prepare, have a financial plan. It's great to have a financial plan. You should have one, but it should be part of your larger holistic wealth portfolio. Why? In your holistic wealth portfolio, you're going to have several interconnected parts that make you more holistically wealthy. So we're not thinking about just making a financial plan, but we're thinking about how we enrich ourselves mentally, physically, spiritually, things that keep us resilient and strong, right? There are other aspects of it as well, even during a recession, that we need to shore up, like our mental health or physical health, right? So we need a holistic wealth portfolio with a financial plan. I'm going to zero in on the financial plan today because we're talking about recessions, right? So in your financial plan, which is going to be part of your holistic wealth portfolio, you're going to have a budget as well as a saving and investment plan. And you're going to have goals. You're going to have your financial goals, your retirement goals. And all of that is going to be tied to your personal mission in life. And that's the thing about the holistic wealth portfolio. It's not just this one plan that's disjointed from the rest of your life. It's a plan that's interconnected. It's holistic. And it takes into consideration all of your goals. And it takes into consideration at least two setbacks per decade. So this is something that I train my holistic wealth consultants on. Plan for two setbacks per decade. And so your holistic wealth portfolio has a resilience score, which the Institute can help you with, I can help you with. And when you have a high resilience score, and when I talk about resilience, I talk about financial resilience, because financial resilience is key here. And what that is the ability to bounce back from financial setbacks. And if you are financially resilient during recessions, then you will weather the storm. And your holistic wealth portfolio needs to be financially resilient to help you weather the storm. Now, even if you don't have a holistic wealth portfolio right now, and you're thinking about creating one, and I can help you with that, just reach out to me directly, get a copy of the book, start reading, reach out to me directly, and we can help you with that. You need to start thinking about your budget, your savings and investment plan, and your goals for the future, your goals, your financial goals. And of course, as I said, that's also coupled with your personal mission statement, which you need to have. And you need to figure out your personal financial identity. How do I do that? It's on the Institute on Holistic Wealth website. There's a free quiz and it's available for everyone to take. And you can take the free quiz to figure out your personal financial identity. That should be a part of your financial plan, which is part of your holistic wealth portfolio. So whether you're a minimalist, a maximalist, a risk taker, or an anxious spender, you need to know and you need to have the words to not only communicate this to yourself and to plan with it in terms of incorporating it into your personal money story and your personal financial plan, but now you'll have the words and the tools to communicate, and then you'll be able to figure out the strengths and weaknesses. And there's a course on the Institute on Holistic Wealth website to the Personal Financial Identity course if you want to delve deeper. But as soon as you take the quiz, you'll figure it out. You'll know, right? You'll know, you'll be able to embrace the strengths of your personal financial identity, so you can plan better. And it's crucial, it's critical. There's an entire chapter in the new Holistic Wealth Expanded and Updated on why your personal financial identity and figuring out the strengths and weaknesses is so critical. And in that chapter, I lay out the strengths and weaknesses of each. So you'll have that information there at your fingertips. I'm giving you all the tools. In addition to the book, I'm giving you all the tools to create what you need to weather any financial storm. And I've weathered some of the toughest, I think. I think I can say that with confidence, that I've weathered some of the toughest. So you're learning from someone who's been through the toughest and has come through it with a higher net worth, with and is training other people right now. Trained financial advisors with MBAs are coming to me for support and for coaching because there's gaps, right? There's gaps in the financial industry. So we want to create that holistic wealth portfolio as number one. And if you're writing down, write down number one, create a holistic wealth portfolio with a financial plan, right? And that's got to have a budget, a savings and investment plan, goals, financial goals. So write that down. That's step one. And remember, we can help you with that. I can help you with that personally. Reach out to me. If you want to do the certification program for the Holistic Wealth Consultant Program, that will equip you to not only write your own unique, detailed holistic wealth portfolio and blueprint, but it will equip you to also help others do the same and earn a living. So it will help you to earn a living from that as well, which is also a key aspect of recession proofing, right? Is having additional sources of income. That's always, always better. So one of the other ways to recession proof is to live frugally, live below your means. Starting today, I know some people have been doing that. We have avid listeners of this podcast who have been putting these things in place. But starting today, let's say if we start our recession proof plan today, it means you're going to start that today, right? So it means that you're going to live below your means. You're going to start as a part of your budget. It means you're going to, when you're going grocery shopping, you're going to comparison shop. You're going to do that in advance, writing your grocery list, doing your meal planning in advance so that, you know items. There was one episode I did on how to cope with this high inflation period. You can go back to that podcast episode where I said, you know what? There are certain items that we know, right, have gone sky high since the pandemic started. How do you substitute for those items? So whether it's orange juice or something else, how do you substitute? And these are the types of planning that it's, and I know it's, it sounds like a lot of work for a lot of us who have a lot of work and a lot on our plates before. But it's part of just getting through this period. And remember, it's going to be temporary. A recession won't last forever. It will be temporary. So we just need to put these things in place so we can weather the storm and not get caught up in losses, because we want to minimize the losses, financial losses. That's what we want to minimize. And so start by tracking your expenses, figuring out where you can cut spending and commit to meal planning. Commit to meal planning, dine out. Yes, there's nothing wrong with dining out, especially this Easter weekend. I know many people probably dined out at one point or the other this Easter weekend. That is completely fine. I'm all for balance in life. And that's one of the laws in the book, Laws of Holistic Wealth, which is why we need to plan, because we want to maintain that, right? We want to maintain a certain lifestyle. So what I would say is, plan ahead, plan for your meals, right? If there are subscriptions that you have, reoccurring subscriptions, take a look. Draft up your subscription checklist in Excel. Just open up an Excel spreadsheet and do that and figure it out. Like how many reoccurring subscriptions do I have? List them, name them, and along with the monthly cost, and figure out, do I need all of these? Can I cut somewhere? And figure out which ones you can cut. So this is about stemming the flow now. This is about capping losses. And so what we're aiming to do is to curb unnecessary spending by living frugally during this period so that we can maximize our funds and save as much as we can so that you know, we're not spending too much. Number three, and I want you to write this down, because a lot of the financial advice that was out there before COVID-19 in regards to having an emergency savings plan said, oh, 3 to 6 months. You know, you need 3 to 6 months of an emergency savings plan. And I'm here to tell you that at the Institute on Holistic Wealth, we recommend 9 to 12 months now, given the experience with COVID and given this much disruption in the economy. And I know lots of, you know, financial advisors are telling their clients the same thing now, because 6 months is no longer the time frame. An emergency savings fund of 9 to 12 months is what we all need. We don't know how long this uncertainty is going to last, not only with COVID, which will have effects on the economy ongoing, right? But with the war, with everything that's happening, mortgage rates are going up, interest rates are going up. And so a savings cushion, an emergency savings fund of 9 to 12 months. And if you're making notes, then just write, have an emergency savings fund of 9 to 12 months. And that's the Institute on Holistic Wealth recommendation right now, because that's one other aspect of making you financially resilient and being able to weather any storms, right? So a 2019 Federal Reserve report found that 40% of Americans wouldn't be able to cover any unexpected expenses because they don't have one. They don't have an emergency savings fund. And so if you get laid off, right? If your spouse gets laid off, if your hours get cut, let's say if you're part-time or you're a shift worker, which also happens in a recession, right? People's hours get cut, certain benefits get cut, your ability to do overtime gets cut, and you're going to need this savings cushion. And one way to ensure that it lasts as long as you need it is to ensure that you have one for 9 to 12 months. And so you can start doing it right now. And you know what? Tax time is coming up. Lots of people are going to be getting refunds. So you know what I would do? I would shore up my emergency savings fund with my tax refund. If you do get a refund, that is, and you don't need to use all of it, because I'm sure everybody has earmarked their tax return, right, for some reason. But here's what you can do. You can even do a portion of it, right? And you can bump it up so you have enough for 9 to 12 months. And then what you can do is, if you're just starting to build that emergency savings fund, there are ways of doing that. Just start now on a biweekly basis. Start putting away an amount that is comfortable for you so that you can build up that emergency savings fund. Because we're talking about recession proofing, right? So we need to take some serious steps to do that. So it's amazing that people are thinking about this, and it's a great thing. It will help you no matter what. And starting with $1,000 is a great place to start for building up that emergency savings plan, putting it somewhere where you will not touch it and you will not use it. And that's also a good thing, right? So here's another thing you can do to recession proof. You can sell stuff you don't need. You can start looking in your closet, looking around the house. For those of us who have kids, there's always a ton of stuff lying around that you're probably not using. Your kids have outgrown toys they don't want to play with anymore. What are the things you can get rid of, right? Don't let your stuff sit there lying idly. You can turn that into money. There are different consignment shops, even online consignment shops nowadays, where you can get rid of any unused items that you don't want anymore. The other thing, and this is a part of your holistic wealth portfolio, right, is how do I start getting other sources of income in? Because when you are looking or aiming to become financially resilient, part of that is also having additional sources of income, right? It's no longer just prudent to just depend on the salary alone and think that everything is okay. I mean, I lay out in my book, Holistic Wealth Expanded and Updated, why, and my personal experience is a typical case study. I mean, my experience is a case study in why you should not rely on just one income. You need many sources of income so that when that one income stream dries up, you have another one. And potentially, three other ones. And then we're talking about, yeah, I'm feeling good and I'm feeling independent and secure that if the worst comes to the worst and the worst happens to me, I'll be fine. And that's the point I want you all, my listeners, I want you all to be at. So what side gigs can you do? What can you do to shore up and to get some other? It can even be temporary. It's fine if it's temporary. At least you shore up some income streams and you get to save those funds. You basically start recession proofing, right? So check out different jobs that you can do at home. Check out different things that you can do if you want to start that business or if you want to start that online thing. You know, the passion economy is worth over $80 billion, right? And that was in 2018. So I'm sure it's more now. Those were the last figures I saw. It allows you to use your skills and passion to earn more money, right? So each of us have certain skills. We have passions. How can you use that to bring in an additional source of income? Whether it's signing up with Etsy and selling something there or Shopify or Teachable. There are all these different platforms that allow you to tap into those skills and passions and earn money from it. And I mentioned something at the beginning of this podcast. I mentioned the Certified Holistic Wealth Consultant Program. We have the Certified Money of Trauma Consultant Program. Those two certification programs allow you to earn money because once you become certified, you can start training and coaching other people and you can earn a living from it. So check out those two programs on the Institute's website. They're income producing programs. When you get your certification, you're eligible now to start teaching and coaching. And so we have a Certified Holistic Healing Consultant Program on the Institute website as well. That's also another certification that you can use to earn income. But there are so many other ways, folks. There are so many other ways of earning additional income. And really look at your investments because that is key. So whether, you know, I don't know what you like to invest in, but whatever you like to invest for the long term. Think about long-term investment as a winning strategy and think about paying off debt. And the last point I want to make is because young people keep asking me this, should we pay off debt before we start investing? No, the answer is no. You should do both. So pay off debt, pay down debt, and invest at the same time because you're going to need your investment income. You're going to need your investment returns. You're going to need your investment gains to help you to become financially resilient. And as I said, my story that I've outlined in my book, The Holistic Wealth Expanded and Updated Version, tells you just why you need to do that. Right? So get your copy of the book today. It's available online everywhere. It's on Amazon.com or .ca, depending on which country you're in or you're listening in from. It's on Barnes & Noble online. It's on Target online, Walmart online. It's everywhere online and in stores as well. It's on Indigo.com. It's on Indigo.ca if you're in Canada. It's on Chapters Indigo, that website. And it's available in store as well. At Chapters or Indigo at Barnes & Noble. So get your copy of the book. And lastly, I didn't get to mention the Holistic Wealth Personal Workbook, but that workbook has a budgeting spreadsheet as well. It has case studies on outlining your personal mission. So get those two books, grab a copy of that as well. And see, this podcast, as well as the Institute, we have all the tools you need to recession proof. We have everything you need. And everything is so handy and so well laid out. And I want to thank you again for joining me on another episode of the Holistic Wealth Podcast. It's always such a pleasure being with you, sharing with you my personal experiences, my skills, and my story to help you live a holistically wealthy lifestyle. So happy listening in. Share this episode with at least three people. I'm challenging you to share this episode with at least three people to also help them recession-proof their lives and to really weather this storm. So thank you again, and it's always amazing. Take care until next week.
Thank you for joining us this week on Holistic Wealth with Keisha Blair. Make sure to visit our website, keishablair.com, where you can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Spotify, or via RSS so you will never miss a show. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes, or if you simply tell a friend about the show.
that would help us out too. Are you a member of the Institute on Holistic Wealth? If not, what are you waiting for? Go to InstituteOnHolisticWealth.com/memberships to choose your membership plan and join. As a member, you get so many perks. Free worksheets, advice, coaching, and a member's workshop to design an intentionally designed life. You need to figure out your life purpose? Take the Build Your Life Purpose Portfolio online self-paced course. You're struggling with all your money decisions? Take the free financial identities quiz and then take the course. You recently had a breakup, job loss, or experienced the death of a loved one? Take the holistic healing course. You need an overall plan to achieve holistic wealth? We will help you figure out your holistic wealth blueprint. And of course, if you want to start making money by helping others achieve holistic wealth, become a certified holistic wealth consultant. Regardless of what career you've got, the Institute will show you how to increase your income and walk in your purpose. The sooner you join, the sooner you start to achieve a more holistically wealthy lifestyle. And you're going to want to stay for a very long time. So go to InstituteOnHolisticWealth.com/memberships to join. If you haven't read the book yet, pick up a copy of the award-winning, best-selling Holistic Wealth, 32 Life Lessons to help you find purpose, prosperity, and happiness.